Highbridge Audio presents Obedience by Jacqueline Yollop. Read by Christine Williams. Copyright 2011 Jacqueline Yollop. Recorded by arrangement with Penguin Books, a member of Penguin Group USA. For Mom and Dad. Chapter 1. Mother Catherine knew the devil. He was twisted and dwarfish. His clawed hands were gnarled. His neck was short and his legs bowed. He had a hump on his back, heavy like a sack of walnuts. He was crafty, she knew that. She had heard how cunning he could be. But surely he could never stretch over 5 shelves of jars, pickles, and conserves to take down the coffee and tempt her nuns. Sister Bernard, too, was a little under 5 foot tall and of limited reach. She had to ask for help to take the packet down from its place at the top of the pantry, and this is how she met the young soldier. He stretched over her. She noticed how thin he was. As he reached up, his uniform jacket swung away from his shoulders, too large and loose for his frame, making him gawky, cartoonish. He smelt of damp cloth. He brushed the packet quickly with his open hand, in case there was dust perhaps, and he gave the coffee to Sister Bernard without looking at her. Then he went back to join the other soldiers bent over the refectory table, and she listened to their guttural chatter as she lit the stove. She understood nothing. The smell of the coffee made her hungry and lightheaded. Looking out through the small window above the sink, there was just the sweep of the convent drive and the village clustered beyond, cramped and low, the moss thick on the heavy stone roof tiles. The wash house, the well, and the water fountain huddled together in the...